This is Triple M Rock News with all that matters in rock this week.
Hello and welcome to Rock News for the end of May. My name is Rosie. Depeche Mode fans woke to the shock Friday morning that Andy Fletcher, a founding member of the band, died of natural causes, age 60. So young. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, of course, in 2020, along with the band. His role within it, though, was a cause for curiosity for all, himself explaining that he was there to bum around, having contributed to keys, bass and guitar, but not receiving songwriting credits on any of their 17 albums. He was still touring with the band up until their last in 2018. Also, Yes fans are mourning the passing of drummer Alan White. The 72-year-old also played for George Harrison as well as John Lennon, most notably the Imagine album and this, Instant Karma. A group of over 1,000 musicians in Paris paid tribute to Taylor Hawkins by playing Foo Fighters' My Hero. It's incredible. So usually when you watch a gig, the audience is on the floor, but the band is on the floor. There's 1,000 of them. Oh, all those drums. They're essentially a covers band, mainly with people from Italy, and they've been trying to get the Foo Fighters to tour a particular town in Italy for several years. And this is their tribute to Taylor. When people sing en masse, it just makes me so emotional, especially because of the reason that they're playing that for Taylor Hawkins. You can find that on YouTube. Dexter Holland, not just the lead singer of The Offspring and a pilot, but he's also a doctor gaining a PhD in molecular biology recently, and has since focused his work on HIV research. He was invited to speak to graduating students at a medical school, in fact, at the university that he went to.
When I first got the call to do the speech, I thought it was a prank or something, or I owed money to the library, or they were just trying to get me to pick up the phone. But, I mean, at my commencement, the speaker was Dr. Desmond Tutu, and that was the real deal. He was the guy. Well, today I'm the guy. You could have had almost any doctor speak, a Dr. Fauci, Dr. Phil, Dr. Dre, but here's the thing, huge plot twist, I loved rock and roll, you know, I loved playing in a punk band, I loved being a musician, I continued on my educational path, I never told my professors that I was in a punk rock band, duh, right, I mean, it was an easy secret to keep, I mean, it wasn't likely that I was going to run into the faculty at a midnight gig at the Roxy or the Troubadour in Hollywood, right?
I love it. It's so cool. And he also gave an interview recently where he explained that the Keep 'Em Separated part of Come Out and Play was inspired by his lab work where you have to cool down flasks and keep them separated. Nerd alert! Nerd alert! It's an honour for bands or singers to be asked to perform your country's national anthem at events, and Metallica got the honour while on tour for the baseball. The San Francisco Giants held their 8th annual Metallica night while they were playing the New York Mets. Kirk Hammett and James Hetfield got to be involved.
Please welcome Kirk Hammett and James Hetfield.
Which gives me a good segue into my next one, my final story for today. It's an odd one to finish with, as always, and I think I've outdone myself this week. Ooh, foxy lady. Iceland is known for Björk, a place to see the Northern Lights, and its penis museum. I'm yet to visit, but friends brought back a bottle opener for me from the Icelandic Phallological Museum, which was opened in 1997. It holds the world's largest display of penises and penile parts from every mammal in Iceland, as well as many foreign species. There's about 300 proudly on display. In the coming weeks, the museum will add Jimi Hendrix's Dolly Dagger to their collection after a plaster cast of Little Jimmy was bequeathed by a well-known in rock circles artist, Cynthia Albritton, known as Plaster Caster. She also had the Buzzcocks' Pete Shelley and Dead Kennedys' Jello Biafra pose for her, and Gene Simmons wrote the song Love Gun about Cynthia and her work. Have a good one. Catch you this time next week.
For the latest tour announcements, killer album releases, and a healthy hit of rock nostalgia, don't forget to subscribe to Triple M Rock on the Listener app or on your smart speaker.